skillet.
Okay, that's what about something with little legs on it that you put in the fireplace? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember my mother parching coffee. And one of those things, a coffee pot of beans were green.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't buy them parched. She put them in there in this thing and over some of these hot coals out of the fireplace with a heavy lid on it. She had a great big old spoon. She'd raise that lid up and stir that coffee to keep it from burning, put the lid back on. And when it got brown, you was ready to have some coffee. And then later on, when they began to ship in parched coffee, they didn't think it was fit to drink.
What did you call that thing that she'd have in the fireplace?
Well, best I remember was I can't think of any name.
Something you cook on was Dutch oven.
Yeah, Dutch oven is what you cooked on. This was different.
This just pulled fire.
I don't know. Let me see. I can't think of any name for that. It's just like a pot, only it was larger. It wasn't as tall as a pot.
It was different from the Dutch oven, though.
Oh, yeah, Dutch oven is different than that.
Okay, suppose you cut some flowers, or suppose you wanted to plant some flowers to grow inside the house. What would you call the thing that you'd plant them in?
Well, we didn't know anything about that in those days. We didn't have any outside, much less inside. Of course, it'd be house plants if you had them, but we didn't have them.
Yeah. What would you call the pot that you'd put them in? The container?
Flower pots,
all I do, yeah, flower pots.
Okay. What if you want, if you went outside and cut some flowers to put them inside the house?
Vase.
What would you put them in then?
Vase, if you had one.
Okay. And suppose you were setting the table. You give everybody a plate, and then you give everyone a...
Well, I think in most of those days, they called it a helping.
Okay. And the things that you'd eat with, you'd call those...
Knives and forks and spoons.
Okay. So everyone would have one...
One each.
Yeah, one...
One spoon, one knife, and one fork.
Okay. Say the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, well, I've got to go into the kitchen and...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wets them and...
Dries them.
Okay, but in clear water, she...
Rinse them.
Okay. You say she...
R-I-N-S-E, rinse. That's right, isn't it?
Huh?
R-I-N-S-E, rinse. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. But you say, so she washes the dishes, then she...
Rinse them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, we call it dish rag.
Okay. What about for drawing?
Cup towel.
Yeah, cup towel. Yeah, cup towel.
Okay.
I use them every day. I help my wife do that. Yeah, you ought to get a husband like that.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to bathe your face with?
Face cloth, I guess.
Okay.
Usually don't use a rag, you just use your hand.
Okay, and you dry yourself off with a...
Towel.
Okay. And if you wanted to turn on the water at the kitchen sink, you'd turn on the...
Oh, a faucet, but of course in those days, you'd take the dip on, dip it out of the bucket and pour it in there.